T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mr. President, you're driving us crazy.
With all this mess, the radio is the only thing that's really working good.
Stop spending!
Welcome to the dawn of a new unified Republican government.
They can run the okey-doke on you, bamboozle you.
We're not enemies, but friends.
So we finally have this God that's going to come down and help us all.
Now, Mark Reardon.
You just referred to Trump as a God.
Yeah.
On KMOX.
I guess that's the official Eclipse music. Good afternoon. We're live at the Jefferson Barracks celebration, and I have my weather experts with me right now. Cindy Pressler with weatherstl.com and meteorologist Mike Robertson. I've seen geeked up children on Christmas morning, but Mike Roberts is going out of his mind right now. He's so excited. How are you?
Well, I've waited 574 years for this, Mark. That was like my senior year in high school the last time.
So about 15 minutes ago, it started, and you said, I think it started, and you looked up, and I looked with my glasses, and sure enough, I said, I wanted to confirm, I'm like right corner edge, you know, upper edge, and sure enough, and now if people are listening, if they have their glasses, make sure you have your glasses, you can get out, and you can see the beginning of this eclipse, right?
Yep. Absolutely, and it's funny how tempting it is just to look straight up, but
don't
put the glasses
it.
On first.
Yep, don't do it. You're going to have this partial is going to last until just before 1:17. This is at Jefferson Barracks. That'll be a little bit different time depending on where you are, but here at Jefferson Barracks, totality will start at 1:17. The max will be 1:18. Totality will end at 1:19. And the partial will end at 2:44. So we've got a long afternoon yet.
Yeah, so where are we right now with totality? Has it kicked in across the country? Or
yes.
Do we still got to wait for that a little bit? Because I saw that this thing is like moving at like 1,500 miles an hour.
It is.
Right?
It's moving at 1,450 miles an hour here. But it goes, it's not a constant, you know, as in the higher latitudes, it was going faster, but as the sort of circles get bigger and we go into lower latitudes, it's the speed, but it's always fast. Fastest it's been is 1600, 1450 is an impressive speed.
And right through this part of the country, it is at the slowest speed, yes.
So what can before we get into all this coverage today, we have a lot to come here between now and totality, and then after that, I'm gonna be here until 4 o'clock. But because I want people to understand exactly what's happening here. So the science of this, can you guys explain what's happening right now with the moon and the sun in a way that you won't lose us completely?
Well, you know, you got three things that have to happen. First of all, our orbit has to intersect with the moon's orbit. And because the moon's orbit is 5 degrees away from the Earth's, that only happens at two places. So that has to happen. Then the apparent disk of the moon has to be the same size as the apparent disk of the sun. That's hard because the sun is 864,000 miles in diameter and 400 times bigger than the Earth. So you got to get that distance problem solved. But even if you get those two done, Mark, you got to be in the right place. And it's a 65-mile-wide shadow. So the statistical probability of you being in the right place and the right time on the planet is very low.
So you were talking about different ways to view this, and obviously we want to repeat, and it can't be repeated enough, and I think people have heard this right. You got to have your glasses on if you look right at the sun. But Mike, one of the things you were talking about as we were just hanging out here before the broadcast is that you can look through the trees, and it's funny because setting the stage out here, there's a lot of sunshine in the middle of this park right now, but people are in their own path of totality in the shade, and they've been that way for hours. But if you look through even the leaves of the trees, and they're not at the sun, but at the ground, you'll see this eclipse taking shape.
Your elm tree in your yard will act like your third grade pinhole projector project because the light will shine through the breaks in the leaves on the tree, and the shadow on the ground will act like a pinhole projector. So the sunlight will come through those holes in the leaves in the trees and correct for, because none of those are going to be perfectly round circles, but the light will bend as it goes through those breaks in the leaves and produce a perfectly round object on the ground. around. That's the total solar eclipse. But here's the thing, you guys. Not just one, but thousands and thousands of them.
And you know what else you can use as a pinhole camera? A Ritz cracker.
A Ritz cracker?
A Ritz cracker.
Okay, wait, with or without peanut butter on it?
Without.
I kind of like peanut butter on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
How does that work? Like, just poke a hole in the middle of it?
There's little tiny holes in it anyway.
Oh, there are. That's
you have
right.
to make sure that the holes go all the way through, though. That there's a little bit of a light shining through, and you can use that. Just use the sun shining through those holes on the ground,
yeah,
you'll
again,
be able to see
don't
it.
Put the Ritz cracker over your eye, right?
No,
like
two
Ritz crackers over the eyes is not going to work. Cindy, what are you most excited when we get closer here and we get to totality? Because, and I'm going to go over the science here with one of the renowned physicists on the planet, Dr. Michio Kaku, who's down in Cape Girardeau, and he's been doing talks down there, so he's going to join us here in just a few minutes. But what are you most interested in when totality kicks in? Because there's kind of things on the fringes that you'll see, right?
Right. The darkness, just to see this oval shadow come across very fast. But how fast is it going to actually get dark? Will we see the planets and the stars? What are the animals going to act like? We don't have any animals around here, unfortunately. We need a couple of dogs here or something.
I saw some dogs out here. People have their dogs.
We need to have one right over here.
But, you know, like we were talking about this on Friday, the birds and
crickets,
the cows and the crickets.
Frogs.
You don't know. Because, and let's go over the forecast just briefly, too, with our two meteorologists, Cindy Pressler, weatherstl.com, Mike Roberts, meteorologist. So right now we're looking pretty good, aren't we?
We are unbelievably lucky. You see, we're looking at some high cirrus right now. This is what we expected today. However, we thought maybe a little bit thicker here and there. We thought this would be an overcast cirrus, which would be a filtered sun. We're so lucky because we're getting a lot of breaks, almost perfect conditions. That cirrus cloud cover is not bothering us a bit.
Mike, what do you see right now? Put those glasses on. Look up there because you're positioned in our booth here.
I've been driving you guys nuts by looking away from you, but it's about, I would say, maybe 15%. Of the sun's disk
started at
covered.
About what around 11:49.
11:49
exactly. Yeah, exactly. It was right on the nose.
Yeah, that forecast was accurate as we started looking up, saying, "I think it's starting for sure." So you guys are you've been geeked up for months, haven't you?
I called it the Mikey tour, but I did 34 presentations on the total solar eclipse. And you know, as it gets dark, one of the things that should happen as the sun hits the moon on the other side and then goes over that crusty surface, the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, those longer waves, some of those ought to get scattered. And so as it gets dark, it's not going to be the regular dark. There should be some
color.
Red,
yeah,
some
right.
orange. Yeah,
yeah, we kind of expect that. So, but do you anticipate just with the way that the cloud cover is right now that we will see some stars and things
yes.
like that?
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of clear sky here. There are some thin clouds, too, granted. But
so if you have the clear sky, it's going to be dark. And I asked someone here about 15 minutes ago, hey, does anyone have a light? Because I wasn't even thinking about that. I know it's only 2 minutes, but, you know, Cindy's sitting next to me, and I started feeling a hand on my knee.
Oh.
I'm not going to be able to identify that person.
Mark,
so.
My husband is right.
That's crazy.
All right. I should have used Mike as an example.
That might have been. Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. Well, listen,
nothing
you guys are going to hang with me here. For the next couple hours, I'm going to do my my regular show at 2 o'clock, but, I mean, we're still going to be talking about all this. We have people from all over the country that are with us here at Jefferson Barracks. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger sang the national anthem not too long ago. He's going to join us, so it's going to be a fun celebration.
Can I ask this question?
Yeah, sure.
What could be better than seeing the solar eclipse on the radio, Mark?
Well, I think that's a very valid question, but as people maybe get stuck in traffic, it's
sure.
funny because you see the MoDOT signs too.
Yes.
You know, don't take pictures in a moving car, and people are
this
you guys
is
no,
fun.
They're still going to do
no,
it,
this
right?
This is fun. I was teasing.
Yeah,
that.
we got to walk people through it and guide them through it. We'll have some traffic reports, and I don't think anything's been too bad out of the ordinary, but of course as people leave the celebrations and wherever they are, there's some cool things happening all across the area. I have friends down in Augusta in the wine country that are renting out locations and just having a big party.
We got a great seat in the house, though.
We do. We're right here.
I think the one thing you got to look out for here at 2 o'clock is people that may have had a few too many Path of Totality beers, if you know what I mean. Hang on, guys. We'll come back with Michio Kaku on our Total Eclipse of the Sun Path of Totality.
The Path of Totality.
We can only use that for another hour, so I got to milk it. We're back in a moment on KMOX.
Now, back to Mark Reardon, live from the Great American Solar Eclipse at Jefferson Barracks Park. Sponsored by Merida Villa Senior Living, located on 22 acres in Town and Country, Missouri, on KMOX.
I see the moon rising. Dr. Michio Kaku is with me from Cape Girardeau on this big eclipse day. Dr. Kaku, how are you?
Very good. Doing nonstop interviews.
I bet you are, because as I said, you're like the world's most renowned scientist on some of these things. So tell me why you picked Cape Girardeau to view this today.
Well, the people here at Southeast Missouri State University said they're going to fill up the football stadium, and they're going to be right in the path of the eclipse at 1:20 local time. And it's an offer that is really hard to turn down, because this eclipse is the most heavily researched eclipse in human history. Some people say it'll be perhaps the largest communal event ever witnessed by the human race in modern times. And we're going to learn so much about it. We're going to learn about solar flares. We're going to learn about potential times when the sun has a temper tantrum and could potentially wipe out our satellites, telecommunications, power stations, like what's happened in the past. And so we're going to learn so much with this eclipse, and that's why we physicists are kind of giddy about this whole thing.
Yeah, so why is this such an opportunity to learn about all those things? Without getting too far into the weeds and losing those of us who aren't very smart like you, and I'm including myself in that mix, why is this such a good opportunity with the eclipse to learn about all those things you just mentioned?
Well, first of all, eclipses of the sun happen every year, but usually in the oceans or in the Sahara Desert or someplace where we don't have CNN, we don't have national, international media. This is the first time in 99 years it's going to come right across the continental USA, crossing 14 states, giving us ample opportunity to send airplanes, to send spectrographs, people with advanced telescopes, in order to get data from this eclipse. And realize the atmosphere of the eclipse, which you will see at the height of the totality, is called the corona, and it's a mystery. It is many times hotter than the surface of the sun itself, and it shouldn't be that way. And so we have to unlock the secret of solar flares. Back in 1859, believe it or not, back 150 years ago, there was a monster solar flare which knocked out telegraph wires back in 1859. If that thing happens today, all hell would break loose. It would be the mother of all blackouts. Satellites, power stations, the internet, our astronauts in space, all of them would be deprived because of a gigantic solar flare. And that's why we scientists want to study the sun.
So what is your hope? And my question was going to be, what's your biggest hope for today in research? But is that it about solar flares? And then what would we potentially learn to combat against them?
Well, we physicists have gone to the United States Congress and said we need to reinforce our satellites, create redundant systems, create shielding for our power stations, because Quebec actually experienced a partial solar flare. It knocked out all their electricity in Quebec. And Congress, unfortunately, well, a lot of the congressmen, their eyes rolled up to the heavens, and, you know, we experienced what is called the giggle factor. What? A threat from outer space?
Right, right.
The sun? Come on, give me a break. So we got nowhere with Congress.
Yeah, well, you're not alone there. You probably have to feel pretty comfortable because nobody gets anywhere with Congress. I think for everyone, there's certain emotions and curiosity and all these things. But for you as a physicist and someone who studies these things, what kind of emotion? This has been built up for a long time. So what kind of emotions do you think you're going to go through today?
Well, you know, I'm a physicist, and this is perhaps as close as I'm going to feel to a spiritual experience. That is a spiritual connection with the universe itself, realizing that something that is happening a quarter of a million miles away in outer space is affecting my backyard. I mean, it really gives you a sense of the unity of the universe itself. So many of us spend all our time looking at the floor. My students look at the floor. Taxpayers look at the floor. Everyone looks at the floor. Very rarely do we look up into the heavens to realize that there's a glorious universe out there. And this eclipse really forces us to look up in the sky to realize that, hey, yeah, after I pay my taxes, after I study for that final exam, there really is a universe out there.
How do we know? I'm not skeptical. I'm not a science denier. But when we talk about the path of totality that you're in, and that I'm in right now here in the St. Louis area, how do we know that it's been since, what, the 1400s since something like this occurred in this area?
Well, first of all, we have Newton's laws of gravity and motion, and we run it through a computer program, and we can recreate the eclipses of 2,000 years ago. Believe it or not, eclipses that are mentioned in cuneiform manuscripts thousands of years ago, which these eclipses affected the course of battles, in fact, we can actually date them, so we know the events of historical battles that took place in biblical times. That's how good Newton's laws of motion are. And they allow us to fast-forward it to go into the future. So believe it or not, we can actually predict eclipses going 1,000 years into the future because we have the laws of motion. This is really incredible if you think about it.
Yeah, that really is incredible. So the next time, let's look into the future just briefly, because I was reading some things over the weekend. The next eclipse, I think, will be in 2024, but that's probably not in our area in the Midwest, right?
That's right. It's going to extend from Texas on up into the Northeast, but it's not going to be like this, cutting across the U.S. of A. No way.
Yeah, so that's what makes this one unique. So when's the next time this will happen in this area here in the Midwest?
Oh, I'll have to look that one up. However, go to NASA.gov. Go to NASA.gov, and they actually give you projections of eclipses going up to, you know, a few hundred years into the future. And you can actually see that, yeah, a lot of them simply cross the United States a little bit, but none of them sweep across 14 states like now. But you can actually see the traces of these things on NASA.gov, their website.
This is a good opportunity to get some young people. I know the schools have been educating kids. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and she seems to know more about the eclipse than I do because at her daycare, they've been running her through it. But this is a good opportunity. I know you guys and scientists and physicists always looking for a chance to get young people interested in science. This would make a good opportunity for that, right?
That's right. You know, former President Barack Obama talked about getting a Sputnik moment to energize our kids. Well, it's difficult because he canceled Sputnik. I mean, he canceled most of the manned space program. But I think something like this really does alert young people to the mysteries of the universe. And they begin to realize that, hey, after I finish this homework problem, there really is a universe out there, a universe that we're going to explore. We're going to go back to the moon, you know that? In 2018, 2019, a year and a half from now, NASA is going to send an unmanned probe to the moon, which will eventually have astronauts on them by 2023. And then by 2033, we might even go to Mars. And so we're talking about entering a new golden age of space exploration after 50 years of doing nothing.
Pardon? Now, why is that so important to get back on track with that? I think most people think it's important, but from a scientific perspective, why is that vital? Because, as you know, these things cost a lot of money.
Well, I still remember when I was a kid, Lyndon Baines Johnson came on the air after the first weather satellite went into orbit. People were criticizing him. You want to know the weather? Lick your finger and stick it in the air and you know the weather, right? People were laughing right at President Johnson. But then that satellite detected a hurricane, a monster hurricane headed for the United States coastline. Evacuation orders went out. We could calculate where it was going to hit landfall. We knew about the property damage. Thousands of lives were saved. And that night, he was on television, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, today the space program has paid for itself. Many times over, one weather satellite saved the lives of thousands of people, and today we just take it for granted. And these are the benefits from going into outer space.
Yep, that's a good example. Dr. Kaku, I appreciate you joining us from Cape Girardeau. Enjoy the day.
Okay, I will. At the stadium here on campus.
Yeah, it's quite an event today. We're live at Jefferson Barracks Park, and for those of you across the area, I don't know how it is for you, but we have some cloud cover moving in, unfortunately. Man, it looks so good, too. We're going to get an update on that. We have two of our meteorologists standing by, Mike Roberts, Cindy Presser from weatherstl.com. Want to thank Marie DeVille Retirement Center, and we're going to talk with them as a fine sponsor of this. Coming up, also St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger, who's out here at the JB Celebration, sang the national anthem a couple of hours ago, I guess about an hour and a half ago. We're back with more of our eclipse coverage of the Path of Totality on KMOX.
Get the latest from the Cardinals from manager Mike Matheny on the Safe Odds GM Country Mike Matheny Show. Sundays at 10:15, exclusively on your home for best Cardinals coverage, KMOX.
Hey, welcome back to Jefferson Barracks Park. This is Mark Reardon. We were on a little earlier because of the eclipse. There's this little eclipse thing going on. And we do have Mark Stein in for Rush on KMOX.com. So for those of you missing that, you can go to the website. Mike Roberts is with me, meteorologist Mike Roberts. Also Cindy Pressler from WeatherSTL.com. Cindy just went, Mike, and ran out. We saw this guy walking across the park who had a box over his head, because that's one way that you can view the eclipse through the pinholes, right?
He's got a box with a pinhole projector in it. What he'll do is stand with his back to the sun, and the sun will go through the little hole in the box, and where he's looking is like a little projection screen inside the box. It's a good look, too.
It's a good look, but I think it would be an even hotter look. I mean, it's hot out here right now, and to have that thing over your head would be rather uncomfortable. Here's a question for you on that front, though. I heard this morning, so confirm or deny, will the temperature drop 10 to 15 degrees during the path of totality or not?
Well, it's supposed to be somewhere in the range of 5 to 10 with an outlier of 15. But it's interesting that you ask that because, you know, Mark, we don't know for sure. And here we are 25 steps into the 21st century, and you would think we'd know that. Dr. Bob Paskin at St. Louis University's Department of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences has six balloon launch teams deployed across the path in Missouri and Illinois. They're gonna get data.
They'll get it.
And
yeah.
the whole world is waiting for this research, and the next total solar eclipse, that will be included in the modeling.
All right, so what are we looking like weather-wise? There was a cloud that covered the sun not too long ago. Then when it moved out of the path of the sun, there was a cheer out here at Jefferson Barracks. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. Is there a shower in the area somewhere?
There was a storm east of us. It built, collapsed as it was moving east, and the other clouds that are up there are cirrus, and you can see right through those cirrus clouds with your glasses on. Doesn't make a difference. But this, Mark, is the time of day when we start to see these fair weather cumulus clouds develop. I think the shadow is going to mitigate that development.
Fred Wiesenhahn is with us. He's the president and the owner of Marie DeVille Retirement Center, sponsoring Mike's coverage here on KMOX today. How are you, Fred?
We are doing just fantastic. The weather's great. And we've got 150 of our guests and some of their families, and ranging anywhere from 103-year-old guests down to my grandson at a little over 1 year. So we got it covered.
That's a bigger range than the path of totality across the country, I think. Mike, how did you hook up here with Marie DeVille? And they're in Town and Country on Clayton Road.
Well, there's the short story and the long story. So naturally, I'm going to start with the long story. Years ago, as a hospice volunteer, I had a hospice patient at Marie DeVille, and I was kind of blown away by their coverage. She had the same last name. And then my current job, I work at Home Care Assistance of St. Louis, so we take care of folks in facilities. And I offered to do an eclipse talk for the folks at Marie DeVille. I did that 1 month ago, and we had an incredible turnout. I guess that was my very first one, and I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was at how fascinated the residents were there, how much the staff really loved that, and then how educated they were. You know, they already were along the way to understanding what was going to be happening.
Fred, I think you should just have Mike posted there at the facility starting, I don't know, 5 in the morning, just to do half-hour updates every day, right until about 8 o'clock.
Let me also say that Mike did a wonderful education program that night, and it's very rare that you can have guests of ours at Marie DeVille, that you can present something that you don't hear. I've done that. I've seen that. Nobody here has done that or seen that. And it is just a really, really exciting day out here. And like I said, we have 150 so people here, and we're doing a little lunch barbecue, and we're having a great time, and we are so proud to sponsor this KMOX event out at Jefferson Barracks.
And Mark, could I just add that it blew me away how prepared Fred and his team were a month ago, and they were getting ready for this day even then.
Fred, thank you so much for your sponsorship here today, and we appreciate it, and have fun throughout the rest of the path of totality coming up in the next hour.
Thanks, Fred.
Well,
Cindy, we mentioned
Cindy
Press. Yeah, thank you. Cindy Pressler from WeatherSTL.com. We mentioned you did a sprint across the park here to catch that guy with a box on his head, right?
I ran over there and talked to him. He's from Florissant, and he made that box. It cost him $7.
That's a pretty good price for a box like that. He looked like he decorated it up a little bit, too,
didn't
he?
He did. He put a nice little heart on it, too.
All right, so, Roberts, what are you seeing right now? He's backing up. I think Mike's got the worst end of this deal right now, because in order for him to view this with his glasses on, he has to sit in the sun. We're sheltered just a little bit here. with some shade thanks to a tent, but he keeps backing his, extending his neck back into the park and looking at the sun.
But I am current on my eclipse beverages, and as I look up, I'd say it's about 45% on a... About 45%, so about 45% of the sun's disk is covered by the moon. So we still have more than half the way to go.
Yeah. We do. But I can feel a difference in the temperature, can't you?
Yeah, I think so. And does it look, I mean, it's hard for me to tell. Does it look like it's filtered a little bit out here if you look out in the park?
It does.
It does. Yeah. It very faintly, but I think it does. Again, temperatures are going to drop a little bit when that shadow comes through, and everybody's happy clapping about that.
But it's interesting that we're only not quite halfway there, and it's really not that dark yet.
No, it's not dark. No. It's not dark at all. Somebody had showed a picture to us. I don't know if you guys had seen this from Oregon, where they had the path of totality, and it was a pretty cool shot. We got somebody flying a drone out here too. You see that?
Yep, got it up there. I hope they have a special filter if they're going to be taking pictures.
I see some people with their, there's a bunch of people with, I don't know if they're telescopes or cameras or a combination of both, but they would have to have filters on those cameras and on the telescopes.
Yes, you have to have a filter.
The telescopes have to be retrofitted with a projection system. If you look through a telescope the other way,
that's a bad idea.
That's a really bad idea.
Right.
And of course, there are lots of photographers.
Yeah, lots of photographers. So run through the, we're going to take a break here in just a couple of minutes, and St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger is going to join me. He's sang the national anthem, the county obviously helping put this celebration on. Run down the numbers for people who might have missed it earlier about when this is all going to kick in the next hour for totality, just so we have the exact times. We'll be here for the next hour as well, and then into my show in the 2 o'clock hour live at Jefferson Barracks. I don't think we've experienced any major traffic interruptions across the area. That was a possibility. It could happen after the 1 o'clock hour. Cindy, what are the numbers right now?
Okay, totality starts at 117.31. That's here at Jefferson Barracks. That will vary depending on where you're located. Maximum totality at 118.18. Totality ends at 119.05, and the partial ends at 244. So we still have a ways to go, but again, keep the glasses on during the partial. You can take them off for a very short time, that just that very short little 1 minute and 34 seconds here when we're in totality, and then put those glasses back on again.
All right, we'll take a break. Cindy Pressler with WeatherSTL.com. Mike Roberts with me this afternoon as well with our coverage as it continues from KMOX. Here's what's on tap, sponsored by Ragazzi's on the Hill. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger coming up next.
It's the Great American Solar Eclipse. Once again, Mark Reardon, live from Jefferson Barracks Park, sponsored by Maria de Villa Senior Living on KMOX.
My producer, Dave Klein, back in the studio. Okay, Dave, have your finger on the button right now. We are counting down to
the Path of Totality.
Oh, I can play that like a few more times. Cindy Pressler from WeatherSTL.com. The numbers are 117.31 for the path, and then the maximum is 118.18, and then 119.05. That's when totality ends, and the partial, which is going on right now, is at 244. But we're kind of, you weather types are kind of keeping an eye on some cloud cover and a shower in the vicinity, right?
Yeah, there's a little shower, and you can, if you look to the north of St. Louis, you can see this little towering cumulus. That's what we call them.
I see it.
And this little shower popped up near Carrollton, and it's not moving very quickly at all, about east, maybe about 5 miles per hour drifting. There's a little bit of lightning with it. It's developing a little bit to the south and west, just southeast of Ellsbury as well. Now, there's an outflow coming off of that. That's a little cooler air that we're seeing here. We're happy.
We're very happy about cooler air.
Grateful about cooler air. I don't think this is going to be a problem, though. I think we're going to be fine here.
What about, you know, a lot of folks are focusing on Columbia and Cape Girardeau and Carbondale and in some of these other areas in the path. How are they looking right now?
They've got a similar situation.
Yeah. Kind of hit or miss a little bit.
Yeah, Carbondale was supposed to be better than St. Louis. And then this morning that kind of flipped, and now St. Louis is a little bit better, and the modeling was showing more cloud cover for Carbondale this morning. So I think everybody's experienced about the same thing. You've got these high, thin clouds that are around, and they're not causing any kind of a problem. They're not obscuring anything at this point.
I mean, it's not going to be a total, if the clouds move in just a little bit, it's not going to be a total rip-off because it's still going to get dark. However, I think we've counted down for this moment for so long that everyone's counting on sunshine. Whether unhappy that they're here at the park or wherever they're listening right now, sitting in sunshine. It's funny, I mentioned this earlier. If you look around, there's a lot of people here. There's not a lot of people right in front of us where our tent is near the stage yet. Jefferson Barracks Park, because everyone is seeking refuge in the shade, and you really can't blame them for that. So you keep an eye on all that, and we'll have you back here with Mike right after 1 o'clock, and then we'll count it down and get you through it here this afternoon. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger was here earlier and sang the national anthem, and I wanted him to join us for a few minutes. Maybe we'll even touch on a serious topic or two. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing really great. This is fantastic here.
It is a lot of fun, and I think it's a lot more fun if you're sitting in shade, which we are right now. And it's funny, Steve, as you look across this park where we are, and we're right next to, for folks who have been out here, describe where we're at, because we're right next to where the stage is and where the bands
play.
We are on the rim
of the bowl where the amphitheater is located.
So we have, you know, hundreds of people in front of us, thousands of people throughout the park, but everyone is most probably certainly camping out in the path of totality from the trees.
That's right. That's right.
That's what they're trying to find. There's a couple of brave souls out here that are just sitting in the sun. I got some good video of the guy. Did you see the guy dancing a little while ago?
I did. I did see him dancing. Yeah. He had some skills.
He had some mad moves. And Mr. Stanger, earlier in the morning, sang the national anthem. You've done that before. You did a fine job. I heard several people around me saying, hey, he can sing. Maybe, these were probably Republicans, maybe he should quit his day job.
Well, I can see where they might think that. Yeah.
You've been doing, we did a KMOX profile on you, and you were in a band many years ago, right?
I was, yeah.
What was the name of that thing?
It was called The Stand, the first band I was in.
I think you can find their vinyl at used record stores, right?
There might be some out there. There actually might be.
So you guys have been planning for this celebration for how long in county government?
So I'd say a few months now. And, you know, we try to plan for every contingency, you know, the size of the group, and anything happening during the event. And it's been a really calm event thus far. We've got a band playing, Cold Roses, indie rock band. They're doing a great job. And we've got, like I said, I think we've got about 5,000 people here right now.
What kind of other planning did you have to do from the county government perspective for whatever the influx of people will be across the area? I mean, we've seen signs from MoDOT, and obviously there's been an anticipation of this happening for a long time. The hotel's booked up. Was there anything else that you guys had to do?
You know, we look at things at all different levels. You know, we have emergency management that we consider. We consider our Department of Transportation considers the roads and the roadways, and there was a lot of talk about traffic that might be occurring because of and blockages that might be occurring because of outsiders coming in to St. Louis to be part of the path of totality.
Yeah.
We looked at it all different levels of government and at different angles. And then, of course, our Parks Department did a great deal of preparation for this event.
St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger, before I let you go, I just got to ask one question here off topic. Have you had any Facebook posts about killing anyone recently?
No, I would not.
You're sure about that?
No,
because I'm the guy that got the screen capture the other day and broke that story. So
sure.
I just want
no,
you to
you,
know.
No, you have nothing to worry about
the
from
thing
me.
The only thing I have on you, you know what I have on you? And you know this because you allowed me to have it. I got this awesome picture of Steve Stanger.
They shouldn't allow you to have pictures.
When he was in high school.
They should delete your pictures from your phone.
It is a Hall of Fame level mullet. And you look like people. Well, I'm just giving you credit for that. I mean, and people say you look like Jerry Seinfeld. Have you heard that before?
There was fun in the back and business in the front.
That's
right. I had the whole thing going.
On a serious note, though, on what Maria did, you know, obviously people have called on her to resign. I'm guessing you're in that camp.
Yeah, I'm in that camp. I think that it was just not the right thing to do. It's something that, she took it way too far.
You think the apology then yesterday was insufficient?
I think the apology was insufficient. Yes, I do.
Steve Stanger, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
All right.
And I should mention, too, that he did a fine job on the national anthem, and there were a lot of people that commented, as I was joking with him, maybe don't quit the day job. But he's doing a fine job, and this is a lot of fun out here. We have thousands of people looking up with their eclipse glasses. I think by now most people know you're not supposed to look directly into the sun, although there'll be that short window of the path of totality. So we'll get up to the top of the hour here. I also want to mention, a couple things. I want to thank Marie DeVille Retirement Center on Clayton Road in Town and Country for sponsoring our coverage with Mike Roberts, meteorologist Mike Roberts with me, and Cindy Pressler with weatherstl.com. They'll join me again in the next hour as we count you down. What we'll probably do here is take a break at the top of the hour. Rush Limbaugh is on. Mark Stein filling in. Rush is probably, you never know. I don't even know this. Rush may be in Cape Girardeau. That's his hometown. If he wanted to see the path of totality, he might have snuck in there with some family members. I didn't even think about that until just now. But Mark Stein is online. There's two places to listen at KMOX.com. If you see Listen Live, you'll hear the KMOX coverage. If you click on the Rush Limbaugh banner, you can hear Mark Stein filling in for Rush. So the numbers, one more time, just so people know, as we get into the 1 o'clock hour this afternoon, 117.31. If you look at the sun right now, you see sort of a half-crescent sun, not unlike a half-crescent moon that you're used to seeing. Again, you do that with your glasses. 117.31 is totality. 118.18, so it's a very short window here in the St. Louis area for totality. And these are the numbers from where we are at Jefferson Barracks Park. So for those of you across the area further south, that path is going to last a little bit longer. Then it ends at 119.05. So the maximum is 118.18. It ends at 119.05. And then the partial will wrap up at 2:44 this afternoon. Our continuous coverage from Jefferson Barracks Park, Mark Reardon and Mike Roberts and Cindy Pressler. And we'll talk to some people who came in from out of town, maybe far, far away in the next hour as well. CBS News coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.